Ag literacy paying off. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
The kids loved it. They had an awesome time. They learned several different things. It helped the Belmont students prepare themselves when they graduate from Belmont and get into their classroom.
Young kids all across Tennessee are benefiting from Ag Literacy Week as teachers and volunteers are taking time out to talk about our most important industry, agriculture. Sumner County first grade teacher Jennifer Bates took her class to Portland High School for FFA students to sort of show and tell about their greenhouse. She also brought in pre-service college students from Belmont University to conduct an ag literacy class to her first graders.
The very first activity involved the Portland High School FFA kids coming in and telling us some things about the greenhouse. We toured the greenhouse. We planted tomato seeds. We talked about propagation, germination, and how a plant grows, the life cycle of a seed. And then we did an activity with the Belmont students. They taught the first grade students an ag literacy lesson using the book Tops and Bottoms by Janet Stevens and Tomatoes Grow on a Vine.
Jennifer Bates says it was a win-win all the way around for all the students involved in the Ag Literacy Day. She's been working with the Tennessee Ag in the Classroom program for several years now and realizes how valuable not only the resources available are, but also how the message resonates with her young students that don't have a farm or rural background.
My personal students were able to use their literacy skills and science skills today by learning about seeds, fiction and nonfiction, character and setting in the story, and it was hands-on. We also had pizza for lunch, so that enabled my kids to plant a tomato seed, read about the tomato in the story, and then see a product, which is pizza sauce made from tomatoes.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.